Okay, let's get to, I know we've got some folks waiting on a couple of these items, so let's move to our package of issues about the Columbia River levies, which are 1172 through 74.
I think our rules are that when we pull something from consent, we take it first.
You want to do that first?
Well, I don't want to, but they were, I mean, one was pulled by your office.
I'm content to wait on those if there's no objection, because I know we've got people here on the levies, so I'd rather move into that first.
All right, I have staff people who came over just to do it right now.
All right, let's handle it then. Let's handle those.
We could do 1170 since they came over specifically.
Sure,
that
let's do 1170.
1170, amend contract with Berger Abem Inc. for additional work and compensation for the Tryon Creek Trunk Sewer Upgrade Project number E10251 for $325,025.
Pull this.
Yeah, Mayor, I pulled this one. As you know, our threshold for putting it on the regular agenda is $500,000 or more. After getting a briefing on this, we thought it would be appropriate to pull this to the regular agenda and give you a quick update. And I've asked Scott Gibson to come walk us through it. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, for the record, my name is Scott Gibson. I'm a principal engineer at the Bureau of Environmental Services, and this morning I'm here to request authorization to amend a contract. This amendment adds scope to the work performed by the contractor and increases the contract amount by $325,025. Before I get into the details of this amendment, I'd like to give you a brief description of the project. As the name implies, the Tryon Creek Trunk Sewer Upgrade Project is located adjacent to Tryon Creek, with much of the sewer alignment inside the Tryon Creek State Park. This sewer is unique in that it's elevated on piers. It runs overhead rather than underground. The objective of the projects are to increase the reliability of the sewer by mitigating risks associated with damage due to landslide, high creek flows, and associated erosion, as well as earthquake. The project also contains the objective of enhancing Tryon Creek habitat in the reach adjacent to the sewer. The current budget for this effort for design and construction all in is about $4.3 million. The original contract was authorized by Council 3 years ago in November 2012 in the amount of $471,410. The Council also authorized a prior amendment in March of 2014 in the amount of $267,267. The current amendment request increases the scope of work to design up to 10 new stream habitat enhancement elements, which were not originally envisioned. It adds permitting tasks to update the project approvals, which are quite extensive if you consider being in the state park and also a sensitive resource. It also adds support for construction by the designers and scientists associated with the stream enhancements. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer them. Before we move into those, I just give you a quick review of what's been done at staff level to look at this. We'll go ahead and move to questions then.
So my question is it's philosophical, and I've certainly raised this when I was in charge of BES, but it's really a citywide issue. You know, at what point do you, through contract amendment, increase the scope of a project versus taking that additional scope and putting it out to, you know, a request for proposal from additional firms?
I think philosophically you would do that if you lacked confidence in the firm's ability to move forward or felt that they were somehow not performing adequately, or if you feel like the scope has changed so significantly that that you could get a more qualified firm, could bring extra expertise into the project. Of course, those are the positives. The downside is the additional time, effort, and schedule spent to do the procurement, so you're sort of hedging the bets. Am I going to get a better firm? Am I going to perform better long-term if I take a short-term hit? And I think in this case, we made the assessment both with the project team and management that it's best to continue with the Berger Abem firm.
Yes, Scott, what Dan is saying politely is he would frown on us using the amendment process to skirt the contracting process. So the situation, I guess the most egregious example, hypothetically, would be scoping out Project A, but through amendments, it becomes essentially Project B,
right,
and we've avoided our normal procurement process. And I assume that you would flag that for us if at some point the scope went beyond just dealing with unforeseen events.
I would do that. And this contract was originally procured through an open, competitive, formal process. So it went through the most rigorous procurement process at that time.
But it's precisely that question, Commissioner, that I think makes it appropriate for us to hear an amendment of this kind. Even though it doesn't reach the $500,000 threshold, it has the effect, if you look at the table that we provided you, of essentially doubling the cost of the contract. And I think that requires a skeptical review of the council to make sure that, in fact, we're still operating within the same framework of the contract.
Yeah,
and that you're satisfied with the rationale for these amendments.
Okay. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, thanks, Scott. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it passes to second reading next week. You bet. Okay.